From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
Mark, how's it going? I appreciate you making the time for this.
Here it's 3:30.
You know, sometimes you start an interview off with some warm conversation, and sometimes you're on a crappy Skype connection with Mark Wahlberg, who's shooting a movie in London in an area without good reception, I guess. And, you know, you thank him for his time, and he hears the word time and assumes you're asking what time it is in London, and it's 3:30. It was 3:30. So you can't win them all. Mark is on the cover of our January 2020 issue, and we unfortunately weren't able to talk in person for the story. His schedule was just too packed at the end of the year, and he was gracious enough to let our photographers over to his home in L.A. around Thanksgiving. So the images that you see in the magazine, that's what that's from. It's a really nice home. But for the interview, we did it by Skype. And after working out the connection, things really were fine because I was asking Mark to talk about the things that he clearly has put a ton of thought into. I wanted to know how he learned to become so disciplined. I mean, this is a guy who had a shaky start to his public career, but really developed into one of the most consistent, serious men in Hollywood with a range of business projects and a nonstop work ethic. And that made him feel like a pretty perfect person to start our year with. You know, someone who understands what it takes to stay focused. Like, for example, the very heavy workouts that he does, sometimes very early in the morning.
Getting in there, it might be hard, you might be dragging ass, but you know, by the end of it, you're going to feel fantastic.
When Mark said that to me, it reminded me of this way that I've come to think about spending time. I think of time in terms of outcome. Like, you don't focus on exactly what's happening in the moment, but rather you focus on what you want to get out of that moment. So if you have an hour, or if I have an hour, do I want to spend it reading Twitter or working on a podcast? Well, I think to myself, what would I rather have a week from now? Would it be the memory of those tweets or being able to say to someone, hey, listen to my new podcast? So I put that to Mark.
What I ultimately am focused on is what is the outcome of that time spent?
Yes, which allows you to feel good about the effort that you put in as opposed to having regret and thinking, oh, God, if only I'd worked a little harder, spent a little bit more time, you know, was a little bit more disciplined, a little more locked in. You always feel like, you know, it's never for lack of effort. You gave it 110%. You know, sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose. But I guarantee you, being as prepared as possible, you got a better chance of being successful and, you know, accomplishing your goal.
Which really is true. It's almost counterintuitive. You'd think that the more you put in, the more you might be disappointed if something doesn't work out. But I think Mark's right. It's the opposite. The more you put in, the more you know you gave it everything, and the more prepared you are to pivot if it doesn't work out. So here's what we're going to do in this episode. Instead of just playing for you, Mark and my winding, garbled Skype conversation, I'm going to read you the final product, the story that I wrote about Mark for the magazine about how he learned to become such a disciplined entrepreneur. It is full of insights into how to really buckle down and do the work and the mind shift that's required for it. And because, you know, this is a podcast, I'm going to do something kind of fun, which is that wherever I quoted Mark in the story, you're going to actually hear Mark, you know, as he spoke, and I'll add some more of the stuff that he said. So, you know, get a little more Mark. All right, here we go. But first a break. If your team travels often, works remotely, or has a bring your own device to work policy, it is almost impossible for them to avoid using public Wi-Fi for work. And that is a problem because if you know anything about public Wi-Fi, you know that it is unsafe. These things are a hacker's dream. So what's the solution? TunnelBear for Teams. TunnelBear for Teams is an easy-to-use Wi-Fi security app built specifically for teams that are regularly on the go. With one tap, your team can protect their devices with TunnelBear so they can stay productive and safe anywhere they decide to work. And unlike other VPNs, expensing is easy. There are no licenses to juggle or one-off invoices to manage. So, want to give it a shot? Try TunnelBear for Teams free for 7 days by signing up at tunnelbear.com/problem solvers. Again, try TunnelBear for Teams free for 7 days by signing up at tunnelbear.com/problem solvers. All right, we're back. So, like I said, I'm going to read for you the story that I wrote about Mark, and it's going to include lots of audio from Mark. It's like a magazine story kind of come to life. All right, we called this The Way of the Wahlberg, and it starts with a little personal anecdote. Hollywood movie premieres tend to follow a script. Tons of press and industry VIPs pile into a theater for a private screening and then migrate somewhere nearby for a blowout party. I was part of this scene in 2010 when the Mark Wahlberg movie The Fighter debuted. We were watching the film and then went to a hip hotel where elevators were to take us up to a club on the top floor. Except the hotel lobby was not equipped to handle all of us all at once. Hundreds of people soon overwhelmed the place. We were crushed together, shoulder to shoulder, while a few measly elevators took small bunches of us upward. It took a while. People were annoyed. And then we heard a booming voice. "Make way," the voice shouted. "Make way." The voice, it turned out, belonged to a very large security man. He was carving a path through the crowd from the back of the lobby all the way to the elevator in the front. And when he reached the front, he turned to the back of the room and yelled, "Right this way, Mr. Wahlberg." With that, everyone in the lobby turned to find Mark Wahlberg standing in the back. Wahlberg was startled. He clearly did not ask for this. He was like, "What? No, no, no. Please." And then he gestured for us all to continue towards the elevators ourselves. The pathway through the crowd closed, and Wahlberg, stuck behind the crowd, presumably made his way upstairs last. Those are the details as best I remember them. I was a junior editor at a different magazine at the time, and it left an impression on me. Mark Wahlberg, the star of the movie, the man of the hour, the VIP among the VIPs, did not want the royal treatment. Was he humble or just image conscious? I hadn't met the guy, so I didn't know, but it struck me as a model for managing success. When you're confident in who you are, you don't need to flaunt your status. Time passes. After repeating this tale to friends for the past decade, I am talking to Mark Wahlberg for Entrepreneur, so I decide to tell him the story too. I want to know what he makes of it, how he became a man with instinctual modesty. But Wahlberg is not very philosophical about this. He doesn't remember the scene, but he understands his response.
The whole idea of some guy barging through and pushing people out of the way just sounds obnoxious anyway. Like, you know, it's all good. We're all going to the same place.
Although, as I was telling him the story, he says, he started to think about all the things that were going on in his head at that time.
I was probably just tired and over all of it anyway, you know?
Right.
And, taking care of my business. I was actually, I know when The Fighter came out, I was trying to remember as you were telling the story, all the different things I had going on. So I was shooting a movie in Louisiana at the time. So I'd probably just flown in to, you know, after a day of shooting to go to the premiere to take care of my press obligations and then, you know, hope to, you know, catch up with a couple of people that I hadn't seen, but talk about also, you know, what the marketing plan was and publicity plan and, you know, the release of the movie and all that stuff. So probably getting done what I needed to get done and get home and see my wife and my kids. But yeah, I don't like any kind of extra attention or, you know, I don't expect any kind of special treatment. I mean, I expect to be able to have my shit run a certain way, but that doesn't consist of pushing people out of the way and, you know, cutting lines and shit like that.
Let's pause on a line he said there a minute ago. Getting done what I needed to get done. That did not always come naturally to Wahlberg, just as it doesn't come naturally to many.
When I was younger, now I was able to really kind of focus in on things that I was interested in, but I had no time and no desire to focus or be disciplined on things that I wasn't interested in.
Those were the Marky Mark days, which included a lot of success, yes, but also a lot of partying and a short stint in jail for assault.
And I realized that I needed to be disciplined all around, you know, in every capacity. And that would allow me to become successful, at least have the best chance to succeed.
This is the core of what drives Wahlberg. At the back of that hotel in 2010, but also in the front and back of so many ventures in 2020. He's an actor, of course, but now also co-founder of the franchised burger chain Wahlburgers, which has 38 locations across the world. The production company Unrealistic Ideas. He's an investor and advisor to the fitness studio franchise F45, a fast riser on Entrepreneur's Franchise 500 list. And he's involved in a number of other businesses as well. It's all predicated on doing the boring stuff as well as the fun stuff and handling each part with equal rigor. So the big question is, how does someone make that change? Going from a person who focuses only on what they care about to one who can focus on it all. The answer is discipline. Today, Wahlberg's discipline is legend. When training for a role, he famously starts each day at like a 3:30 a.m. workout. He's either at work or at home, and rarely, it seems, anywhere else. When he's on a movie set, he creates a routine that intersperses acting and business calls, and he prefers to never deviate from it. When we spoke, for example, Wahlberg was in London filming a movie, so to accommodate the time difference, he had a business partner on Eastern Standard Time wake up at 5 every morning to talk. He's able to knock out successive Hollywood blockbusters while still personally scouting future Wahlberger's locations. He is detail-oriented enough that while appearing on the Ellen DeGeneres Show to promote a movie, he can casually discuss the exact square footage of a car dealership he owns in Ohio. So what drives this? The morning workouts hold a key, because truly, why get up that early? Is it because he loves working out? The answer is no.
My favorite part about working out is when it's over. My favorite part about making a movie is when I finished it. You know, I mean, I love the process when the camera's rolling, but all the downtime and everything else starts driving me crazy after a while.
What he loves is being fit and having made the movies. So he focuses on the outcome of his time and not the minutia of it. And he's learned that he can grow that outcome by staying in stride.
It's never too late to start over, which I get. But there's also, it's a lot easier to stay in shape than it is to get in shape. So why fall out of it if I lose focus and discipline and then have to start over, you know? It's like, you know, you keep grinding. You're always ready to go.
Consistency breeds discipline. Or maybe discipline breeds consistency. Either way, one feeds the other. Though entrepreneurship will challenge both. Every experienced entrepreneur will run up against their own abilities. In the course of building a business, they'll discover what they're good at, along with what they only thought they were good at. They'll believe they're good leaders until their company culture tanks. They'll believe they're good builders until profits stall. Then they'll be forced to make a choice: to bulldoze their way through a problem they may not be equipped to solve, or to shift their focus onto their strengths and surround themselves with complementary people. Wahlberg has felt this himself as he has transitioned from actor to entrepreneur.
Every business that I've been in, I started as a novice, so still learning as I go along.
His instinct is to get into the weeds to a level that sometimes isn't helpful. I mean, try scouting a restaurant location as Mark Wahlberg. It doesn't take long before being mobbed by selfie takers. So in each case, he's trying to understand what he's good at and what he's not.
Like, I'm not going to get into a situation with my brother Paul arguing about, you know, how he makes a specific sauce that he makes in the restaurant fresh to order.
He's talking about Paul Wahlberg, the chef of the family and a co-owner of Wahlburgers.
But I am going to have a conversation with him if those cost of goods are becoming a problem, right? Or there's a consistency issue. And there's many other reasons why I would probably have a conversation.
Wahlberg has another way of solving these problems. He doesn't enter a relationship if he doesn't understand his role.
If I don't believe in it and I don't think there's real value that I can bring to it, then more than likely I'm not going to get involved.
He wants to know upfront where he's useful and where he's not. That's the story of how he got involved in the fitness franchise F45, though it took longer than F45 co-founder and CEO Rob Deutsch would have liked. F45 is a fitness studio franchise that began life in Australia in 2013 and has become popular for its high-intensity, ever-changing 45-minute workouts. It expanded easily through its home country in New Zealand, but in 2015, as it expanded into the United States, it wanted a partner to help build awareness.
Obviously, it needs to be someone who lives and breathes health and fitness.
That, obviously, is F45's Rob Deutsch. Deutsch knew someone who knew Wahlberg and who had mentioned him as a possibility, so Deutsch tried to send a message to the movie star. But no reply.
I wasn't really interested.
People are always asking Wahlberg for one thing or another, so he keeps his guard up. But over time, he started to hear more about F45, and not just from Deutsch's people, from friends and contacts in the fitness world.
So I had just heard enough about it that I was curious, and there's one, you know, there's five within 5 mile radius of my house in Los Angeles. So I said, you know what, let me go and check it out.
He arrived unannounced and took a class and enjoyed it. And frankly, he says he probably liked it more because he'd gone on his own rather than at the company's invitation. After that, he visited F45's Los Angeles headquarters, and a conversation developed from there. Now, the way that Wahlberg remembers it, F45...
they were interested in me kind of getting involved in an endorsement capacity.
But Rob says,
we weren't sure exactly how it was going to work.
Either way, after doing enough due diligence, Wahlberg wanted more. This, he thought, was the kind of company he understood how to help.
I said, well, I'd be much more interested in putting a group together and bringing people again who bring real value to the business.
An investment deal was drawn up. Wahlberg's team then provided help on everything from marketing to real estate, and Wahlberg himself has been an active promoter of the brand, particularly on Instagram, where he's regularly posting clips of his workouts. Deutsch has been thrilled with the results. As of September 2019, F45 has opened more than 1,000 units, and it's earned a giant bump on Entrepreneur's Franchise 500 list. But above all, Deutsch has been amazed at how accessible Wahlberg has been.
Every time I contact Mark, every time I need anything from Mark, I just want to have a chat. Like we have a great personal friendship. Just always has time. Now that's the thing that just shocks me about someone who's so busy. It's just, you know, I think it comes back to the fact that if you really want something in life, or you really want to see someone, you really want to do something, you'll always find the time.
For Wahlberg, this is by design. It's the outcome of all that diligence and the years of refining his focus. When he was younger, he says,
anytime that something didn't kind of go the way I wanted it to, I realized that I didn't give it the effort and the focus that I should have.
Learn that lesson enough and it sticks. Success becomes self-reinforcing.
And now it's like, even with all the stuff that I have going on, I still feel like there's enough time in the day to kind of even do other stuff.
That's the miracle of discipline. In strictness, you create freedom. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.